Archers for the week 4 to 9 May 2003.
It's bank holiday weekend, and at Lower Loxley, Brenda is anxious to catch up with Emma.
And got you!
I'll tickle you in a minute.
Come here, you little monster.
Mummy?
I got you too.
You said it to me, not Mummy.
Okay, I'm coming to get you.
Oh, hey! Oh, my goodness, I'm knackered.
Where do they get all their energy?
Oh, that, what a lovely surprise.
Where did you pop up from? Have you been here since this morning?
No, I just arrived.
What, on your own?
Well, I wasn't. Tony and I were out for a drive in the MG.
Both of you? Excellent.
No, actually. Tony thinks there's something wrong with the brakes, so he's dropped me off and taken it home to have a look at it.
Oh, that's a pity. Oh,
we'll be back later. I'm sure it's nothing.
I do hope not. Freddie, watch where you're running.
Also, every time we go out in it, he thinks there's something wrong with the darn thing.
Well, I suppose that's the trouble with old cars.
It's a classic car.
He spent so much time under its bonnet, I'm beginning to feel I've got a rival.
Surely not.
I thought men were supposed to trade you in for a younger model.
Never mind. You stay and watch the Morris dancers with us.
Then, if you like, we can go for a stroll along the Bluebell Walk.
Oh, that sounds great.
Hang on, I just want a word with Hayley.
Lily, get up off the grass.
Come on, you two. Race you.
Bye. Bye. Oh, they are lovely.
They're little demons at the moment.
Gosh, it's ages since I watched a troupe of Morris dancers.
Well, we felt we wanted to do something a bit more traditional this year for a change.
Hi, Elizabeth. I'm Pat.
Hello, Brenda.
Hi. Is this business or pleasure?
Both on a day like today. I'm doing a roundup of local events over the weekend.
And how is the world of journalism these days?
Radio Borsetshire's okay, for the time being.
Elizabeth used to pound the mean streets once upon a time, searching for copy.
Oh, yeah?
Brenda, just the woman I wanted to see.
That was light years ago. And Nigel, where are the children?
Hayley's buying them ice creams. She asked me to remind you about Wednesday.
I think she and Roy are going out for the day.
Of course, it's their anniversary, isn't it?
Now, Brenda, and this will interest you too, Pat.
What's that?
Nigel's exciting new initiatives.
Our family cycle trail opens next weekend.
Oh, what a good idea.
Dad's been helping to set it up.
It's a round trip of about 3 miles. And Tickham's painting the way markers, and I've had a little map drawn up.
It's ideal for families.
Well done.
Actually, I'm only supposed to be reporting on the bank holiday activities.
I'm sure you're clever enough to slip it into your report somehow.
Well,
I'll just get the copy we've written for Thursday's Echo. It contains all the details. Look, just wait there, and I won't be a second.
He's really caught the bug, hasn't he?
He certainly has.
Since I'm waiting for Nigel's info, I'll go and see if I can find Emma.
She'll be in the orangery, but she'll be busy.
Yes, they were queuing up for tables when I passed.
Oh, I won't hold her up. It's just that I haven't seen her for a couple of days. I just wanted to catch up a bit, that's all.
Oh, I'd prefer it if you didn't.
Oh, OK.
Why don't you finish your reports and come back after 5, when the cafe closes?
Yeah, sure.
It's her last day here tomorrow. Nigel and I have a little surprise planned.
So next to go then in this novice jumping class, this is number 33, this is Alice Aldridge.
Oh, come on, darling, you can do it.
Jennifer!
Shula, hello.
Oh, it looks like I'm just on time.
Didn't expect you to come at all.
Oh, the traffic back from Farnham this morning was horrendous, but I didn't want to miss Alice's first show.
How did the wedding go?
Oh, like a charm. Janet looked wonderful.
What was she wearing?
A beautifully tailored moiré suit in ivory and a camisole top her mother had made in her dressmaking classes.
Oh, interesting.
How did she get on in the practice ring?
Oh, fine. She was a little bit nervous at first, but you know Alice. She takes these things very seriously.
I was just the same at her age.
Yes, you were. Oh, here goes.
Right, get ready to duck as you come through the door, Pat.
Duck? Why?
Oops, mind your head.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why.
And you just missed me.
She must be off to feed. Look, the male's taken over on the nest.
Where?
Up there, look, to the right. Up in the rafters.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't want to disturb him.
No, we don't get any closer than this.
Does he often take over from the female?
Well, from my observations, she spends about 70% of the time incubating the eggs.
She does the night shift, Nigel says.
Oh, typical.
Hey, I did my fair share, didn't I, Lizzie?
You were wonderful, Nigel.
I'm hoping they'll be back next year, too. Now, they use the same nest, you know. Just a few repairs and a new feather lining, and away they go.
Oh, it's great that they came across your garage.
I know. I mean, with so many barn conversions these days, Swallows are fast running out of nesting sites.
Trying to convince Titcomb of the privilege has been quite a challenge.
I take it he's not in favour of the change of occupancy.
No, he isn't. The cars will be perfectly okay outdoors for a few weeks over the summer. But he's taken to waxing them twice a week.
With an expression of tortured martyrdom fixed permanently on his face.
Anyway, I've got to go.
Oh, well, thanks for showing me a swallow's nest.
Well, you're very welcome. And remember to buy a copy of The Echo on Thursday, Pat.
Oh, of course.
He was thinking of talking to David about campaigning for bike buses, too.
Well, that'd be great, except we need a decent bus service round here first. He needs to get some sort of general cycling campaign going.
He's so full of energy and enthusiasm these days.
Lucky you.
Enough about us. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Ah, oh, I mean, we're still a bit worried that Tom's bitten off too much. Oh, if you'd excuse the awful pun.
Why is that?
Oh, his overheads are quite high for the amount he's producing at the moment.
And knowing Tom, he won't be happy just to let it drift.
And Helen's walking round with a face as long as my arm because Greg's still in France.
Has he gone to see his children?
Yeah. But he went a couple of weeks ago, just for a few days.
You don't think there's anything wrong, do you?
No. No, I don't think so.
But you're worried?
No. No, not really. It's just so unlike him not to come back when he said he would. Especially at this time of year.
Come on, Alice.
Yes!
Oh, me too. Can't wait to tell her when she comes over.
Great. Oh. How's Adam? I haven't seen much of him over the past few days.
Oh, he's fine. He's really thrown himself into work. And apparently he and Brian are discussing new ways of marketing the venison.
Farmers have to be very proactive these days.
And we were reminiscing about my Jacob sheep.
Gosh, your Jacob's, yes. Don't tell me Adam's going in for pedigree sheep.
Oh, no, it's because Linda Snell came over yesterday afternoon and bent his ear about her llamas. Why she thought Adam would know anything about them from having worked in Africa, I can't imagine.
That sounds like Linda. Yeah.
Anyway, he told her that I'd had half an idea about spinning the Jacob's wool. So, of course, she now wants me to dig out my old spinning wheel and lend it to her.
The llama wool? Oh, typical.
And when she rang to ask about that, she mentioned speaking to Alistair about the new vicar. Alan Franks?
Good grief. I only had confirmation myself on Thursday.
Well, Linda said he's a widower with a daughter Alice's age. Oh, come on, Shula, I want to hear all about him.
And you know how they say dog owners look like they're pets?
What?
I'm talking about that daft dog show this afternoon at the Waterley Cross Mayfair.
What about it?
Well, this one bloke looks so like a bulldog. He could have entered the show himself and won.
Great.
Come on, Emma, what's the matter? How'd you get on Friday? Your meal out with Ed?
Oh, okay.
Emma?
I really need to talk to you, Brenda. It's important. About what happened on Friday.
Well, come on.
I'll have to tell you later.
Emma, we just wanted a quick word.
What about?
Well, don't look so upset. You're not getting a ticking off or anything.
Quite the opposite, in fact. There won't be time tomorrow. We'll be a bit too busy.
Well, Owen has made you a cake. And Kathy's going to put on a little tea party for your last day here.
So, in recognition for all you've done...
Elizabeth and I would like to wish you all the best for the future. And give you a little gift to remember your time here at Lower Lockley.
Thank you. Thank you by so much.
Well, aren't you going to open it, Em?
Oh, thanks.
Are you all right, Emma?
No, it's really kind.
Oh, Emma, come here.
Oh, I didn't anticipate a kitchen knife having that effect.
Nigel, look, why don't you get off home, Emma? I'm sure some of the others will understand and finish off for you.
Yeah, come on, Em. Let me give you a lift.
Shut the door, Brenda.
Chris is in his room. He's on his decks.
I don't want to risk it.
Okay.
Look. Had a great time Friday. I really want to see you again, PTB.
Is it from Ed?
Yeah. He's been texting me all weekend.
Are you okay, Emma?
Brenda. I've made a real mess of it all. I've ruined everything.
And what happened?
I slept with Ed.
What?
On Friday night.
Where? I mean...
I didn't mean it to go that far, not at first. Well, he took me out for a meal.
Ed did? Wow, I'm impressed.
Well, it was just for a laugh.
Oh, he really makes me laugh. And we were going to go for a curry, but then Kent and some others came in, so we had to escape.
Go on.
Oh, you should have seen him, Brenda. Jeans, tight white T-shirt. He's gorgeous.
Yeah, okay, I'll get the picture. So what happened after the curry house?
Well, we ran into the chippy and everybody given us funny looks. It was such a laugh. And then we got a taxi back here. Mum and Dad had gone to the ball and Chris was out at her mate's.
What, they'd come back?
Well, he kissed me and I really, really wanted to. I just couldn't think about anything else.
Well, so you finished with Will?
No.
But you're going to?
I don't know.
You don't know? Emma, you can't go out with Will and his brother.
I know that.
Well, so if you really like Ed, you've got to tell Will you're finishing with him.
Oh, I can.
You have to.
But I love Will.
You've just told me how you fancy the pants off Ed.
I do, but Will's different. I feel safe when I'm with him.
So don't see Ed again.
Yeah, but I want to. I love being with Ed. He makes me laugh.
So finish with Will.
I can't. I don't know what to do. What should I do?
I don't know either. But you can't see Will or Ed until you do know.
Competition for the Open Gardens Day is hotting up.
Oh, just look at all this coot grass in this corner. Joe, what are you doing with them bits of old packing case?
They make a very nice hanging basket once it's planted out with geraniums and such.
Ah, oh, that's clever.
I'm making two for our front door and two for Cathy Perks's.
Oh, they'll look lovely. Oh, these dandelions are a flipping nuisance. Oh, I'm just wondering if I should have let our Edward go to that car boot.
Oh, he's on the mend now, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, I told him to get Jazzer to do any heavy lifting.
Oh, he'll be all right. You decided what you're putting in that corner, yeah?
A clematis would have been nice, but I left it a bit late for the competition anyway.
Pity that butterfly bush won't be in flower.
Yeah, never mind.
We're putting some of them columbines I got coming on in the lean-to.
And Susan said she'd give me some of her Lily of the Valley. They'll do well over there, nice and shady. Oh, me back.
You want to be careful, Clary, love. You'll strain your back.
No danger of you doing that, is there?
I offered my landscaping consultancy services and you turned me down. Would have made a useful and interesting showcase.
It would have looked like a building site.
Yeah, well, have to make do with a few gnomes dotted a bit. A family of concrete hedgehogs over here.
No chance.
What?
I gave in on one or two gnomes. I can hide them behind the fuchsia, but no animals or half-naked mermaids and the rest. I ain't having them in my garden.
What about a couple of crouching gargoyles? Unobtrusively
stuck. I'll tell you where to stick your gargoyles in a minute.
Oh, you're a hard woman, Clary Grundy.
Well, since you ain't going nowhere, you can help me mow Cathy Perks's lawn.
Ah, well, as much as I'd like to give you two Percy throwers a hand, I'm off to start getting that shed up. I was waiting for William. Said he'd be here by one.
He's here now.
Where you been, son?
Don't give me any hassle, Dad. I've been up since five. One of the heaters has packed up in the rearing pins and I'm starving.
Blimey, sorry, ice bowl.
You called George Barford, eh?
No, I sorted. I got a couple of the old paraffin heaters up and running.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility.
Ain't Greg Turner back yet, then?
No.
He's had a better offer from a pretty mademoiselle.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
William? Eddie, why don't you get off down the field, love, and I'll get William a nice piece of pie.
Yeah, good idea. He might be in a better temper with a full stomach.
What's the matter? Your dad were only joking.
Oh, I'm not in the mood.
You can't do it all on your own, will you?
I can manage.
It's a pity Emma's had to work today.
Ugh, where's that pie?
What's in the fridge? Heat it up in the microwave.
Yeah, I'll have a word with George myself.
Oh, if it ain't one of them making me worry, it's the other. I had hoped that row you had with Edward would be forgotten by now.
Look, there goes that garden centre van. It's been up to Ambridge Hall again.
You wouldn't think they'd be delivering on a bank holiday, would you?
Oh, never mind about that. There she goes, the snail woman. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind.
Oh, no, Joe.
Here, missus. What's the word with you?
And I have a bow to pick with you, too.
Oh, no.
Another bow.
Well, you may as well chew over the old carcass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When I drove past your field this morning on my way to somewhere, your field appeared to be full of wood and panels and roofing felt.
What about it, you nosy old...
I hope you're not planning any more unsightly outbuildings.
It's just the shed, Mrs. Snow, like we told you.
Mm.
To get rid of the gnomes and stuff out the garden.
But I hope that's all it is.
You'll soon have something more important to think about.
Yes.
Because I'm going to report you to Betty Tucker.
I beg your pardon.
Have you seen them vans coming and going?
Vans?
Landscapers and garden
centres. I
don't
know what you're talking about.
Ain't you done no work yourself in that garden of yours? Money don't always win, you know.
Oh, my hay
You ain't the only one who can keep their eyes peeled. Oh. Cheating, I calls it.
It most certainly is not.
Yeah, well, we'll see what Betty Tucker has to say.
Be my guest. Good afternoon.
I wonder if Sid wants me to go in today after all. I might get some peace and quiet down the pool.
To me. That's it.
Got it?
Right. Put it down.
Okay.
Pass me that spirit level. Top. Soon have this shed up between the two of us, eh?
Yeah.
Right. Stick a couple of screws in here.
Give me that block, will you?
Yeah. There you are.
Top.
Handy piece of tackle, that. Right now. Same this end. Saw that Adam Macy in the ball last night.
Oh, yeah?
Tapped him up for some wood preservative.
Right.
Had some left over.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Shame to let it go to waste.
Whatever.
If you just wait until I've finished putting in these few port and tiller, I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, no thanks, George. I've got to get back for evening milking.
Oh, and Bert's far too busy practising mowing straight stripes in his lawn, I suppose.
He practically baked me on bending knee for today off. He claims that you and Joe Grundy have a head start on him because you don't work.
The cheek of him. I've been helping young William out on the rearing field for the past couple of days.
Anyway, listen, as I was saying, we'll be silaging in the next week or two, so I want to crack on with getting some of these things sorted while I have a bit of time.
Yeah.
Now, parking, for instance, could become more of a problem once the new houses are inhabited.
Oh, a few people have mentioned it to me, too.
Yeah, I've noticed people double parking outside the shop. I'll bring it up at the meeting.
Ah, you do that. You'll have to make a maiden speech like they do in Parliament.
Yeah. And then Higgs collared me in the bull on Saturday night, and he thinks the mole problem originated in the country park.
Oh, does he now?
Yeah.
Peggy and Jack won't want it to spread into the lodge.
No.
I'll put the kibosh on their lawn if it does.
Good. It's taken hold like swamp fever, hasn't it?
Oh.
This gardens competition.
Oh, it's just a bit of fun.
Ruth said she caught Dad putting in some bedding plants with the price tags on the other day.
Oh, aye.
Well, apparently he claimed that it was just the odd one or two, but she swears there was a big empty tray with the garden centre name on it near the bin.
Phil?
Well.
Hello.
Oh, Linda. I trust the llama didn't suffer any ill effects from Mum's apples last week?
What's this?
Oh, dear. I'd only called in to show him off, and just like a naughty child, Wolfgang dived into some apples Jill was preparing for a meal.
That'll be a bit of a shock. It's not every day a llama eats your pudding.
Well, I shall call him with an abject apology and a bag of llama beans as soon as I can. They're very good for the garden.
We were just talking about the open garden competition.
Oh, don't. Joe Grundy has threatened to report me.
He's sneaky
as the devil. Ah, for flouting the rules. What's that you're planting, George Barford?
Oh, Joe.
You'd be better off with marigolds.
I know what I'm doing. Thank you very much.
Don't look like it to me. French marigolds you want next to your roses and cabbages.
Oh, why is that, Joe?
Oh, don't encourage him. Pontification.
Because they attract hoverflies to eat the green fly, and the cabbage white can't smell the cabbages for the scent.
I know all that. If I want your opinion, I'll ask for it.
Well, as a poor man is too proud to ask for help.
Look, have you come here for a reason, Joe? Or are you just out to cause a bit of bother?
Oh, I wondered a word about our William.
Listen, I'll push off back to Brookfield.
Not so fast, David Archer. Huh? Now you're on the parish council, you might do something about the graffiti on my Susan's bench.
Oh, only too glad you, Joe.
Yeah, and your father has filled his garden with busy lizzies from the garden centre. I might have to report him and all.
What are you, Joe? The flower police?
Here we are, Clary. Off our lager and light.
I'm feeling a bit guilty. They look rushed off their feet behind the bar.
You deserve a day off, Clary, love.
You after supper?
No.
Well, that junk is going tomorrow, isn't it?
Of course it is. We'll put a dirty great padlock on the shed door so it'll be nice and safe.
Ferrets, rude pigs and everything.
Stop worrying. Just relax and enjoy your evening off, eh? We don't often get a night out on our own, do we?
On our own?
William and Emma going to have a drink with us?
As far as I know, William said he was knackered. Want you to get off home?
Did he?
Well, Greg Turner thinks he's playing it. I don't know. Well, William will be getting a bit extra in his pay pack here, any road.
Hello, Clary. Don't often see you this side of the bar.
Hello, David.
Off outside to drink those.
Well, Ruth and I brought the kids down for a meal. Bit of a bank holiday treat, so we thought we'd eat in the beer garden.
Ah, nice.
It's not exactly service with a smile, though, is it?
Ain't it? Oh, I didn't notice.
Well, it's Kirsty. She looks really miserable.
Oh, that's because she ain't heard from Chapa.
Oh, isn't she? He rang us up only the other night. Stayed chatting to Ruth and the kids for ages. Anyway, see you later.
Yeah, see you.
Bye, David. Bye.
Come on, Clary, you ain't touched your drink.
Did William say anything this afternoon?
What about?
Well, he just seems upset about someone.
I told you. They're working him too hard.
Now, there's more to it than that. What was him and Edward rowing about last week?
No idea. Oh, come on, love. Just unwind.
I'm going over to have a word with him.
Oh, Clary.
Yeah, you go and talk to Mike and Betty, eh? I'll be back in a bit.
I don't know what Grandad was on about.
No. He's right to worry. Next time there's a crisis, give me a ring and I'll be straight up.
Oh, it's sorted.
And you have driven them all back in for the night?
It's fine, George. You can trust me.
I know I can. But two heads can sometimes be better than one, so think on, eh?
Right.
You seem a bit, edgy.
I'm okay.
Hey, I've got a bit of news, too. Adam Macy's going in for selling the home farm venison at the farmer's markets.
Oh, yeah.
He's looking for a marksman to slaughter his deer, and he's asked me if I'm interested.
Yeah?
Of course, I'll have to get certification for it.
Well, that's all right, isn't it?
Oh, I jumped at it. Right. Well, if you're sure you're all right.
Yeah.
Of course you are. Oh, sounds like you've got another visitor.
Yeah, I'll just answer the door.
Aye. I'd best get off.
Okay, I'll see you out then. Yeah. Thanks again, George.
Any time, and I mean that.
Oh, Mum.
Hello, love. Oh, hello, George.
Hello, Clary. How's your garden coming along?
Oh, slow. Very slow.
Oh, dear. Well, bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Caroline has made it nice in here now, isn't she, William?
Yeah. Come through, Mum.
It's more private, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, then, how are you?
I wish people wouldn't keep asking me that.
Well, I'm your mum, and I can tell if something's wrong.
There's nothing wrong.
You look tired.
That's because I am tired.
You're eating okay?
Of course.
Thought I might find Emma around here tonight.
Well, she ain't.
I know you sometimes have a meal.
Not tonight.
Everything all right between you two?
Oh, Mum. Can you tell me?
What, love?
What do they want? Girls?
How do you mean?
Well, I don't get it. I just want to settle down with her, save up together and get married.
Oh, will you?
And I thought she wanted that too. I thought she loved me.
She does.
Well, why won't she talk to me?
Well, I don't
It's know. Like the more I want to sort things out, the more she says I'm pressuring her and backs off. Oh, I just don't know what to do.
Keeper's Cottage, the Grundys prepare for the big move.
Lovely lunch, lads. I always say a nice lamb stew tastes even better the day after.
Yeah, well, if you've had your dinner, you can start helping me with loading up these ornaments.
Keep your hair on.
Yeah, well, it's all very well, but it looks like rain to me. You'll be all right, your van, but that trap's open to the elements, you know.
Good idea, putting all the gnomes in the trap.
Yeah.
They'll be safer if we stand them up in rows.
Yeah, I've been putting a few at a time in the wheelbarrow to save to and fro.
Hey, William made a good job on the roofing felt yesterday.
Yeah.
It ain't easy, that job.
Grass is still a bit on the poor side.
Yeah, maybe I should give it a top dressing.
Well, them rams will improve it. Get rid of the lanky stuff.
Yeah, I hope so, if it ain't too stemmy for them.
Ah, they'll eat it down, don't you worry.
Plenty of potential, all right, eh? Grundy's field.
Yeah, easy, Bartleby. Good lad, good lad.
It's ours this time round.
Hello, Joe. Eddie.
Oh,
afternoon. What's this? Off on an outing?
Who's that?
All those gnomes in the trap. Looks like you're taking them out for the day.
I see what you mean. Puts me in mind of a Sunday school picnic one.
Oh, you've got him started.
Yeah, those little ones in a cart, and the grown-ups went in a shower bag, and somebody fell in the river showing off on the stepping stones. Oh, he was sodden. Nobody sit next to him on the way home. He was gently steaming in the sun like a new baked loaf. His mum didn't half give him a wallop in there.
Those were the days, hey, Joe?
All right if I call up for that wood preservative sometime?
Yes, I should have time to look it out this afternoon.
Cheers, mate.
Only thing is, it's red.
Oh, no problem, is it, Dad?
Beggars can't be choosers.
It's very good of you to let us have it for nothing.
You're welcome.
Hello, Adam.
Hi, Clary.
Your little sister did well on Sunday, I hear.
Alice, yes.
Got a rosette at the Pony Club show, Pat said.
We're all very proud of her, though she wasn't satisfied with coming fourth.
Well, I thought it was a very good result.
Ah, me too. Right, see you later, Eddie.
Yeah, see ya.
Well, you two ain't made much progress with all these ornaments.
Oh, blimey.
You promised me I'd have my garden back by this afternoon.
You will, Clary Love.
What's them beers you're loading up?
For emergency purposes.
And I want all them bags of cement from the side of the house shifting and all.
He will be.
I wanted to do a bit more on the garden tonight, but Sid's asked me to work.
Yeah, well, leave it to me, Clary. I'll get them sweet peas in.
Oh, thanks, Joe. So look sharp, Eddie Grundy. If there's one single rude pig or hedgehog by the time I get back from Bridge Farm...
Don't get your knickers in a twist. I'm on to it. I'll
see you both at tea time.
Righto.
She's been like this since she came back from Williams last night.
They're a proper mystery, as women. A veritable closed book to us, men.
She'll be all right. Probably, you know, women's things.
Yeah, I'll carry on with these gnomes, then.
Yeah, I'll get them bags of cement loaded into the van. Yeah,
come on, then, chop.
So you don't mind about the hairnet and everything?
No, it's fine, Tom.
I mean, if it was up to me...
No, honestly, it's important that everything should be done by the rules.
Oh, good. Then there's the hours you'll be working. Again, I'm sorry if that means you rushing from the shop straight over here.
Oh, I don't mind that.
It's just the supermarket lorry will be here around 3, Mondays and Thursdays.
And we can't keep them waiting, obviously. No, look, it's fine.
But, you know, any time you need a break or a coffee or whatever...
Self-motivated and able to work on your own initiative. Isn't that what they say in the job adverts? I'm used to that too.
Well, you know, just feel free. Help yourself. Everything will be in the staff room.
Okay.
Good, thanks.
No, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you? Great.
So, I'll be here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on Monday.
Yeah, fantastic.
Hi, Tom. Hello, Susan.
Oh, hello, Fallon.
Hi, babe.
Thought you'd be up here. Honestly, I can't drag him away sometimes.
Well, it's a big thing, starting up on your own.
And this is just the beginning. What's it going to be like when you've got a big factory full of employees scurrying about, doing your bidding?
Oh, shut up, Fallon.
No, she's very proud of you, Tom.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
I'm sure everyone is. You've done very well to set it all up.
Mm.
Not everyone can do something like this.
You're as young as Tom is. Mm. Are you going to take this job on then, Susan?
Yeah, I'm starting next week.
So what will you be doing?
Fallon, I'm sure Susan's got to get off now.
No, I'm not in a rush for once. Well, I'll be working alongside the butcher, packing and labelling the sausages, putting them into the cases, you know, them plastic things.
Oh, right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, right, I'll see you Monday then, Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
Look, give my love to Emma.
Bye.
Bye.
Fallon, that was really embarrassing.
I know. I'm sorry, I just didn't think.
You need to put your brain into gear before you open your mouth.
Oh, I feel awful.
Oh, come here. Feel any better now?
No, try again.
Now?
Yeah, loads better.
So, what have you been up to today?
Oh, well, I got another rejection letter from yet another record producer. Thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, did you?
We're not looking for a solo female singer at the current time. And they sent the CD back without even listening to it. Well, how did they know they're not looking for me if they can't even be bothered to listen to me?
Maybe it's a legal thing.
Oh, he's such a dumbass anyway. He wouldn't recognise talent if it leapt up and bit him on the bum.
You've just got to keep trying. Maybe do some gigs and invite these producers to come.
Oh, yeah, right. As if anyone's going to travel up from London on the off chance.
It happens. It must do. Otherwise, how do new acts get discovered?
Oh, I wish I knew.
I know. I'll take you out somewhere really good tonight. Where do you fancy?
On a Tuesday night. Don't know.
I can't make it a late one. I've got to finish muck carting for Dad this week. I'm at Brookfield silaging next week.
No, I can't be late either. I've got college.
What about a film? And then we'll go and get something to eat. Or the other way round.
Yeah, okay.
Come on then. I'll give you a lift back to the ball.
Here we are, Clary, love. Didn't I tell you you had nothing to worry about?
It looks fantastic.
No ornaments, no cement, no junk.
Hang on, what's these?
Hubcaps.
Hubcaps?
Chrome hubcaps.
Where did they come from?
Dad spotted them. They've been hiding under that pile of timber. He reckons if he sands the rust off them, they might make nice bird baths.
Oh, does he? Bin them.
No, but if he polishes them...
Bin them.
Of course, no problem.
Oh, Eddie, I can't believe it. I finally got my garden back.
Well, don't get too excited.
But I am. And a nice time to get it all looking pretty for the Open Gardens competition.
Well, it's front garden, any road.
Oh, no, I want to open up the back as well. I mean, Joe's been doing wonders with it out there.
If I were you, I'd just concentrate on this front garden.
But Ted Hargreaves from Radio Borsuch is judging it. That's what they're saying anyway.
Hargreaves?
Oh, yeah.
He don't know his hyacinths from his elbow. That's what Dad said, any road, after he judged the Flower and Produce show.
Ah, that's only because he didn't win nothing. Now it's going to look lovely, Eddie. I've been telling Pat all about my ideas and what I'm going to... Oh, look, here he comes. Now, I wonder how long I'm going to have to wait to get Bart moved up to the field.
I just remembered something.
Oh, Eddie?
Yeah, I've got to go up to Home Farm for that wood preservative. I'll be back later.
Oh. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Clarina.
I was just saying to Eddie, now, when do you think you're going to start on that stable for Bart?
That may not be as easy as we first thought.
Why ever not?
Well, we might not get planning permission, you see.
What?
For the stable. Well, look at the trouble we've had with that snail woman over the barn.
No, I haven't got no apples for you in my pocket,
and look at him, Clary, love. This is his home as much as it is yours and mine.
Don't you think you can get round me that easily?
Well, how could I pack him off down there in that field on his own, eh? Miles away from the people he knows and loves.
Joe.
He'd be so lonely.
Oh. The liquid soap should be in the soap dispenser, obviously. Where did he think I was going to keep it?
How nitpicking can you get?
I suppose that's their job, isn't it? Hygiene inspectors.
Otherwise, he gave you a clean bill of health.
Yep. All systems go for Monday. Oh. Anyway, what can I do for you, Adam?
I've come to ask a favour, actually.
Got to make it snappy. I've got a hot date.
Oh, okay. To get to the point, I'm planning to sell some of our venison through the farmers' markets.
Oh, good idea. There's a lot of people out there looking to buy quality meat.
Yes, I was impressed by the numbers. I went to some markets last week to do some research.
So where do I come in?
Right, well, we'll be slaughtering the deer in the field. I've asked George to do that, and hopefully he'll agree.
And you'll be needing a high-class butcher to cut up the carcasses?
But only part-time. So I was thinking of approaching your butcher. Stan Darby, is it? I've heard he's good. I'm assuming you only use him part-time too.
Yeah.
We'd just need him up at Home Farm for the odd day, which we'd arrange in advance.
Have you got the space up there?
Probably. I mean, all we'd need is a cold room to hang him and somewhere to cut up the carcasses.
But we've got a cutting room here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, surely it would make more sense to bring them over here for butchering. I'm only going to be using this unit 2 half-days a week, for now anyway.
Sounds interesting.
We've passed all the hygiene checks and that. What's the sense in you doing it all over again at Home Farm?
When you put it like that.
And you wouldn't have to carry out any costly work up at Home Farm. I'd get some rent to help cover my overheads and we'd both benefit.
Yeah.
I'll have to speak to Stan, of course, but he's a good bloke.
Okay. Providing Brian's fine about it too, you're on.
You finished with that glass, Fallon? Thanks, Clary. Bulls, what's the point? Hey, you off out tonight?
Yeah, Tom will be here any minute to pick me up. We're going out for pizza.
That's nice.
What's up with Kirsty, do you know? Clary?
Oh, sorry, I'm miles away. Was that?
Kirsty? I only thought she was supposed to be planning a trip to Hungary.
Oh, yeah, she did say something about holiday.
She didn't look too enthusiastic about it. Oh, there's Tom. Sorry, Clary, gotta go.
No, that's all right. You get off. Have a nice time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Tom.
Oh, they're a really tough team, the Blue Ball.
Susan, have you got a minute now?
What is it?
Well, look, do you mind if we just sit down here a minute?
Clary,
come here.
I'm really worried.
It's about our William and your Emma.
Why? What's the matter?
I don't know if you've noticed, but they haven't been seeing a lot of each other lately.
I've not really thought about it.
I went over to see him last night. Oh, Susan, he was really upset.
Oh, upset?
I don't know what's been going on, but I know William. And he didn't say as much, but I think he thinks she's left him.
No, that can't be true.
Well, I don't know, but he seems to think she don't love him no more.
Look, I don't think we should get involved, Clary. It's better if they sort it out between themselves.
Susan, I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Oh, well, I don't know.
You know what he's like. He ain't one for heart to heart.
No, you're really worried, aren't you?
He's just like his granddad. He keeps his feelings bottled up. He seems so strong on the outside.
Clary.
But, look, I don't like to interfere either, but do you think you can talk to her? Please. If she don't want to be with him, she should let him down gently. Because he's just heartbroken.
Thank you. Auntie Satya has big plans for Usha.
Dear Mr. Petonis, with reference to your letter, give the details here, please, Michelle. I have examined carefully the terms and conditions of the contract you signed. Auntie Satya, hello.
Usha, what a busy young woman you are. I can never seem to get hold of you these days. Michelle refused to put me through.
Well, I asked her to hold my calls. I've got an absolute mountain of correspondence to get through.
You work so hard.
I've been in court this week.
Well, thank goodness for mobiles.
Oh, yes, thank goodness. What can I do for you, Auntie?
I have to be quick because my taxi will be here any minute.
Where are you going?
To the station. I'm coming to Felbersham.
Now?
And I'd like you to meet me at the big pet shop near the market.
Pet shop?
Can you meet me outside at 6:30?
Won't it be closed?
Never mind that.
I don't understand.
I'll explain later. Ah, here's the taxi. I'll see you at 6:30 on the dot.
But, Auntie, I've got...
Please don't be late, Usha. It's very important that we arrive on time.
Yes, Auntie. Of course, Auntie.
Are the heaters working properly now?
Yeah, I ain't had any more trouble.
Good. How are the young ones doing? Still shutting them in at night?
Yeah, I thought I'd better. There was a chance of ground for us.
Oh, well done.
Greg usually decides that.
Yes, quite. Has he been in touch with you at all?
No.
Yeah, nor me. I wasn't pleased with him swanning off to France in the first place. Not at this time of year.
I've been managing all right.
And to put off coming back without a whisper of an explanation...
Oh, I'm sure he's got a good reason.
I wish I was so sure. You'd have thought he'd have the decency to update us on his plans, wouldn't you?
That's up to Greg.
Yes, of course. Well, don't think your dedication and hard work have gone unnoticed with him.
Well, George has helped out.
Yes. It's good to know there's some of my staff I can rely on at any rate.
He's just doing me job.
Debbie hasn't been up this way at all, has she?
Debbie?
I just haven't seen her today.
Nuh-uh. Debbie don't get involved over here. She's not a shooting person, is she?
It's difficult to know what she's into these days.
Anyway, I'd best get on.
How are you doing at the Dower House, William?
Oh, yeah, fine, thanks.
Everything back in order now the builders are finished?
Pretty much.
Good, good. What's Caroline planning to do about it, do you know?
Well, you'd have to ask her, really.
Oh, I will when I see her. So you're completely independent now, is that right?
Yeah.
Your own front door, eh?
Yep.
And has she had the interior done up?
The decorators have been in, yeah.
She always did have exquisite taste. She'll have spent a small fortune on it all, I shouldn't wonder.
Well, a lot of her own furniture's staying.
Oh?
Yeah, she showed us round when the letting agency bloke came. Me and Emma.
So she's letting it fully furnished, then?
I suppose.
So the move to Grange Farm's permanent?
Well, like I said, you'll have to ask her.
Yes, of course. Well, I'd better let you get on. Give me a ring if there are any problems.
What time is it? I forgot my reading glasses.
Almost 6:30.
Right on time.
Are you thinking of getting some kind of pet?
Good heavens, no.
Then why are we standing here, staring through a pet shop window at dog leads and fluffy cat cushions?
Oh, here he comes.
Who?
No, don't look round.
What?
If you look at the reflection from this angle, you can see across the road.
Well, I could see across the road a lot more clearly if I just looked across the road.
There he is. See?
What?
The young man in the dark blue suit buying a magazine.
Ooh. And he is?
His name is Deepak Pat. Very nice young man.
He stopped for a big issue.
He's 34, single, and has a first-class honours degree in management science from Warwick and an MBA from Manchester Business School.
And someone else has been doing her homework too.
He's been working hard to set up his own consultancy business, and now he has a very nice car and an excellent income.
And so it follows that he must be in want of a wife.
Of course. Quick, he's moving off.
Oh, hang on, Auntie.
Now, Mrs. Chaudhry told me that he always goes after work to meet a couple of his chums in a cafe bar. Do they sell giant cafe bars?
Oh, wait a minute, you're not suggesting that...
Don't walk too quickly. I don't want to catch up with him.
But, Auntie...
And if he turns round, just stop and pretend to look in the shop windows.
But we can't.
Come on, or we lose him.
I was just on my way over to check the hind. You don't know where Debbie is, by any chance, do you, Adam?
Debbie? No, not a clue.
It's odd, because I haven't seen her all day.
Have you got a minute?
Yes, of course. What is it?
I spoke to Tom yesterday.
Tom?
About our using Stan Darby, his butcher.
Ah, right. Yes, of course.
Well, he's fine about it. He's got to ask Stan, obviously, but it should be fine.
Good.
Hang on, it gets better. You know Tom's leasing the unit at Sawyer's Farm?
Yes.
He's paying a good price, but he only needs the space 2 days a week.
I see.
So I thought if we went in there for the odd day, we could use his butcher and save ourselves a packet in overheads.
Excellent.
He's got to check his tenancy agreement, but it looks good. And with George on board, I'd like to start trialing the venison as soon as we can.
What about the marksman's course?
I got the details emailed and I passed them on to him. And I've been thinking over the strawberry idea, too.
Good heavens. I'm going to have a hard time keeping up.
Yes, I've been talking to a grower in Worcester.
Oh, yeah?
I reckon we could market through the co-op down there.
I thought you were still on farmer's markets.
I am, for this year, anyway. If we can get moving. But long term, we maybe ought to think a bit bigger. Polytunnels and that. The way the market's going, it's worth looking into.
Well, I'm impressed, Adam, I must say. I'll see you later.
Yes, okay.
At last.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Brian was just looking for you. Hey, what's the suit in aid of?
Oh, I've just been to a job interview.
A job?
Pick your chin up off the floor. It's for a business development manager for a seed company. They're based in northern France.
France?
I speak good French. I think I've got a good chance with them.
Wow, talk about a bolt from the blue. I mean, it's great you're thinking about developing your career, but France?
You've worked in Africa, for heaven's sake. France is only a few hours' drive away.
Yes, of course.
So don't worry. And could you do me a favour? Keep it to yourself for the time being, will you?
I can't believe you just did that.
What's that?
Dropping your umbrella near his table and pretending you recognised him when he went to pick it up.
He's the nephew of my dear friend, Mrs. Chaudhry.
But you don't know him.
I know his aunt, which is practically the same thing. Anyway, I think I handled the situation very nicely. I set up a meeting for you with him, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You were very charming yourself, actually, Auntie.
Now, you've already arranged to go to the opening of Mr. Woolley's cafe, haven't you?
They've actually called it Jack's with a double X and put a big neon sign outside.
Well, light and colour are a good thing for attracting customers.
I'm not sure what Deepak will make of it, though.
Well, to me, he seemed pretty keen to go.
Yeah. He seemed really nice.
So just make sure nothing stops you getting there to meet him.
I will.
Put on a smart suit and some of your discreet jewellery.
Auntie!
I just want to make sure you make a good impression. Anyway, I know Mrs. Chaudhry will ask him how you looked.
Honestly?
These things are important to me.
I know.
Good. And then as soon as he goes, ring me up and tell me everything about it. I want to know all about him. What you talked about, and if you're going to meet him again.
I'll give you a full report, don't worry.
Right. Now, let's finish our drinks, and you can take me back to the station.
Would you like me to take you for something to eat?
No, thank you. I don't want to be too late getting home.
Okay.
And on the way, you can tell me how my dear friend Marjorie is.
I'll get it! Well...
Hello, Em.
Oh, yeah?
I wanted to talk. Have a talk with you.
I don't know.
It's important.
Well...
Really important.
Can't it wait?
Please, Emma.
I don't know.
Please?
Mum and Dad are in. They're only in the front room.
So?
I can't.
Come and sit in the car, then.
Now?
Come on. It's only over the road. I've got to talk to you.
All right. Wait in the car. Just get my jacket and I'll be out in a minute.
Should I turn the engine on?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, I just meant for the heater, in case you're cold.
I'm fine.
All right.
You been in the bull?
No.
But you've been drinking?
Only a couple of cans.
And then you drove down from the Dower House?
Yeah.
Well, that's really stupid.
Yeah.
Why didn't you walk?
Dunno.
I can't believe you did that.
I just wanted to see you.
Did you?
Why haven't you rung me, Emma?
I couldn't.
Or texted me. Why haven't you replied to, any of my texts?
I don't know.
I just said something, so I knew you'd read them.
I needed to think.
I've been thinking as well.
Well...
I don't want you to talk about my brother. I don't want to know about anything else, right?
Okay.
Emma, I love you. I've never loved any other girl. I've never wanted any other girl, only you. I'm supposed to go out and have lots of girls and all that. But that's not me. I ain't interested.
I know.
I've loved you for ages. Ages before we started seeing each other. And that night, on New Year's Eve, when you first kissed me, I was floating.
Oh, well.
I couldn't believe it. You kissed me.
Yeah, I remember.
People say, how do you know Emma's the one? But I just know. You're everything I ever wanted. You're pretty, and clever, and sweet, and understanding, and...
Yeah.
And that's all I want.
Is it?
I'm relaxed when I'm with you. I don't have to worry about what to say and put on a show. It just feels natural. And that's what's so good about us. It feels true. And I know we can be happy.
Well...
The thing is, I need you to tell me how it is between us. I need to know, because I can't think of anything else.
Me neither.
I can't get my head around anything. I can't be like this, Emma.
I know.
So you have to tell me.
I just need some time, Will.
How much time?
I don't know. I've got to think. I'm cold. And I've got to go in and Mum and Dad will wonder where I am. Give me some time, okay?
Okay. But don't make me wait too long.
At Jack's Cafe, Emma is desperate to talk to Brenda.
Well, Brenda, hi.
Hi, Kenton. Jack let me in on his way out. Is Emma about?
Oh, she's just popped out of the printers to pick up the menus and flyers, I'm afraid. She shouldn't be long. You don't want to interview me for your news roundup, by any chance?
Well, I need some kind of angle, really. Otherwise, it just looks like we're advertising a new business.
50s revival in Borchester Town Centre? That kind of thing? Could ask your boss if he remembers the coffee bars of the 50s. Ooh, and look. I managed to dig up a few of the old see-through coffee cups in the flea market this morning.
Oh, right. I've seen these in old newsreels.
Not enough to use in the cafe for the moment, unfortunately, but, well, we may come across more.
They'd look really good.
Well, Jack and Peggy are always off to car boot sales, and I've asked Ed Grundy and his mate to keep their eyes peeled.
I see you've got other authentic stuff too.
Ah, the plastic ketchup tomatoes.
It's a good touch. And the jukebox.
Yeah, play CDs, actually. I've been looking for 50s compilations. Rosemary Clooney, the Big Bopper, that sort of thing.
Have you asked Ed and Jasser about that too?
No, why?
I've just walked past their store on the market on the way here. They're selling CDs.
Oh, really? Mm. I'll have to nip out later and take a look.
Better get going. Got to go to the bank, and there's always a big queue in there at lunchtime.
Well, Emma will be sorry to miss you.
I know. She left me a voicemail.
Well, I'm sure she won't be long. Look, tell you what, why don't I make you a cappuccino while you wait, and you can eat your sandwiches?
Are you sure Frank won't mind me eating my own sandwiches in here?
Yeah, we'd better not tell him just in case. You never can tell with men with tattoos. Right, cappuccino then.
Oh, please. They look so complicated, those machines.
Yeah, they do, don't they? All these buttons and handles, but it's really quite straightforward.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just you twist this lever to put in the fresh coffee and tamp it down with this thing here. Then you replace it and put your cups underneath here.
You seem to have got the hang of it.
It's easy. Then, while you wait for coffee to percolate into the cups, you froth up the milk.
How's that done?
Oh, well, there's a special knack to using this steam nozzle. Let me show you. Now, you get the cold milk in the jug and then turn the regulator. Or do you turn the regulator first? Ah, yeah, that's it.
Mm, be careful, Kenson.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. Now, you turn on the steam and put the milk...
Oh, no!
Oh, blasted machine. Towel, pass me a towel.
Well, then again, if you prefer not to have a milk shower, maybe you put the milk in first.
What's going on?
I think Kenson's just had more of an authentic taste of the 50s than he bargained for.
Where are the paper towels?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Oh, God. Sorry about that, Brenda.
Look, let me do it.
Blasted thing.
You better change your shirt, Kenton.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to put one of the calf shirts on. Hey, actually, that's rather a good idea.
What's that, then?
Well, I'll put one of our shirts on.
Well, I'll be wearing black polo shirts.
Yeah, with Jack's calf printed on the sleeves.
Oh, very tasteful.
Hmm, that's very good.
Yeah, you see, so... If I go for a stroll around the flea market, I can kill two birds with one stone. Look for some 50s music compilations and advertise the cafe at the same time.
Great idea.
Right then. Oh, well, I'll see you two girls later.
Bye.
He's such a laugh, isn't he?
Yeah.
Come and sit down. Have you heard about Kirsty?
No. What about her?
Chaba rang her. Said he's back with his old girlfriend.
Oh, poor Kirsty.
Yeah. At least he had the decency to phone her, not just text her.
Not much consolation, though. So is she really upset?
I think she is. But with working at the Bull Nights and Fallon there, you know.
Yeah, must be hard on her.
Anyway, she's putting a brave face on it. And she's off out with Helen tonight. She's fed up about Greg. He's still in France.
Oh, so they can have a mutual whinge.
Knowing them. And how are you? You're as pale as a ghost.
Well, I didn't sleep.
You have to sort this out, you know.
I know.
For yourself as well, not just for Will and Ed.
Well, I feel like I'm going crazy, Brenda. Right, Will came round last night.
Really? What did he say?
Well, he doesn't know about me and Ed.
Oh, thank goodness.
And I know you wouldn't say anything.
Well, of course I won't.
Thanks.
So what did he say?
I've never seen him like that before.
Like what?
Don't know. He told me how much he loved me and why he loves me.
Did he?
Said how we were right for each other.
Begging you to stay with him?
No, he wasn't begging. He was just really honest about how he feels.
Does that mean you're going to stay with Will, then?
I don't know.
Emma?
I know. I know, I've got to decide, and I will. But it's so hard.
They're great quality, these CDs.
Yeah, they go better with the quality packaging and all. They look like the real deal, according to Bulbhead.
Why do they call him Bulbhead?
I don't know. Because he's got a head shaped like a light bulb, I think. You said you weren't going to play covers.
No, I just like them. Here, can you get Stu to download the tabs for me off the internet?
Come round tonight, you can download them yourself.
Can't tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got plans.
It's mystery ghetto.
Yeah, maybe.
Come on, is she fit?
Give it a rest.
Come on, we're mates, aren't we? What's she like?
Pack it in, I'm not saying.
Be the first time. I saw you with her anyway.
When?
She's got a tattoo like a strawberry on her.
No, she's not. She... Oh, nice try, but no cigar.
Oh, come on, Ed. Mark's out of 10, at least tell me that.
Jazza, you hobbit, shut up.
I bet you haven't.
Just shut up and get another CD on.
He's in love.
Come on, let's get some action going this afternoon. So slow, I'm starting to grow roots here.
She texted you back yet?
Get off!
Love a boy.
Get off!
Hello, hello, hello. What's all this then?
Oh, you're right, Kenan. What can I do you for?
Compost, garden gnomes and CDs. It's a bit of a strange combination.
Oh, what do you like? We've got them all here.
£4.99 albums? It's not knockoff, is it?
Original copies, then.
Have you got any Jerry Lee Lewis or Eddie Cochran?
It's mostly chart stuff and indie we deal in.
I'm looking for 50s rock and roll.
50s? You've got to be joking.
Well, maybe you know someone you could, you know, get me some.
You want something lively in that calf?
Oh, wait, what's going on?
Dad, what are you doing here?
What's this CD player you've rigged up?
It's mine.
Yeah, and all these CD... Are these yours?
It's just been a bit quiet. We got fed up without any music to listen to.
Don't give me that. You're selling rip-off CDs on my market stuff.
Hey, 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 come on, Eddie, give the lads a break.
It's just a bit extra.
Yeah, I don't pay you to come and sell your own stuff.
They're just showing a bit of entrepreneurial spirit.
And market stalls cost, you know.
Have you been over to look at Jack's yet?
You ain't open, are you?
No, but I'll show you around if you like.
Oh, well, lawyer. I'm a bit parched, as it happens.
Oh, nice mug of tea, then.
Keep talking.
Well, I might be able to talk Frank into trying his new grill out.
Well, a bacon sarnie would go down very nicely.
Right then, step this way, please, sir.
Right you are. And get that CD player loaded in the back of the van.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't forget 50 CDs, eh, lads? Whatever you can get hold of. You know where I am.
Cheers, Kenton.
He's all right, isn't he?
Right, let's rock!
Hi, Will.
Emma.
Sorry, did I startle you?
Oh, just saying to the chicks.
Yeah. Can see you.
What are you doing here?
Brenda gave me a lift. I've got to go back tonight to get ready for the opening tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, Kent said I could have a couple of hours off because I'll be working late tonight.
Right.
Have you got time to talk?
Just a minute, I'll come out there.
Will, I thought a lot about what you said last night.
Okay.
It was lovely, what you said.
But...
No,
No buts. I really want to be with you, Will.
What?
Yeah, I do.
Emma!
Oh. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, I thought that was it. I thought you'd come to tell me we were finished.
No. I want to be with you.
I thought you'd gone off me. You know, because I was boring.
No. Well, no. I love you because you're so strong. I know I can count on you. And, well, you make me feel safe, and that's what I need.
I love you, Em.
Me too.
Say it.
I love you, Will.
And how bright this wood preserve.
Yeah, it'll be what you see it for miles.
Yeah, Dad don't seem bothered.
My arm's aching already.
Come on, Jazzy, you lazy hobbit. Dad said he'll get us a pie and a pint down the bull after we finish.
What about your plans? Girlfriend, not playing?
No. Seeing her later. Just waiting for her to get back to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oi, what are you getting at, stuff?
Who's that?
Who?
Looks like she's coming over here. Oh, it's Emma.
Oh, Emma, how are you?
Hello, Ed.
You're blushing, Ed Grundy. Hey, it's her, isn't it?
Shut up.
You got any weight, your head will fall off.
Oh, push up, Jasper. I want to have a word with her.
Oh, well, let me know if you want somewhere to take up. I'll have to charge your rent, though.
Get lost.
Ed.
I thought we said we'd keep it quiet, you know?
Yeah, I need to talk.
What's up?
I'm really sorry about this, Ed, but I can't see you again.
What?
I know this is a shock, but I've been thinking about it all week and since the weekend.
No, you're not.
I am. Made up my mind.
You don't mean it. This is a wind-up.
Ed, you know it isn't.
But you can't. I won't let you.
Don't. Please.
But this is stupid, Emmy. You said you liked being with me.
I did.
Well, we had a great time. We're good together.
I'm really sorry.
I love you.
Ed.
Did you hear me? I love you. Change your mind.
No, I'm sorry. Ed.
Yeah, well, so am I, Emma. So am I.
Oh, Ed.
Oh, God. Where's he off?
What do you think he's doing? That's a new shed, that is.
You okay, Emma?
Sorry.
What was all that about?
I don't know.
Bet you know more than you're letting on.
I think maybe Ed and Emma were seeing each other.
Ed and Emma? She's our William's girlfriend.
Well, maybe you were seeing her and he's finished with her. And...
Oh, we're just mates. It's just a falling out.
You think?
Of course. Be right as rain against tomorrow, both of them.
You reckon?
I'd put money on it.
At Grange Farm, Ed needs Oliver's advice.
What a rapturous greeting for such an ordinary morning.
Well, I was trying to ring Grandad, but he's not answering.
Oh, what's the matter? Everything okay?
No, I've just come down from the field. That Simmental, she's calved.
Really? Well, I thought she wasn't far off. Well,
as soon as I got there, I knew. She was off by herself right over by the copse. Then when I got closer, I saw this little calf right up by her.
Excellent. All's well, I hope.
Oh, he's a beauty. He's a bull calf. He seems all right.
Well, congratulations. Your first beef calf. The first of many, I hope.
There might be a problem, though.
Oh, what's that?
Well, like I said, he was lying by her, but couldn't get her to shift.
So you haven't checked her teeth?
No, she wouldn't budge. So I don't know if he suckled yet or not.
Right, well, don't worry.
Well, it's just that I don't know for sure when she calved. It could have been sometime in the night.
Oh, very likely.
Well, so if he ain't suckled yet, he ain't going to get his antibodies, is he?
Just hang on. Now, just let me get my boots on and I'll come back up with you. We'll get it sorted out.
Isn't this exciting?
Isn't it? I think they've done jolly well to get it finished so quickly.
Oh, it's just organisation. That's the key.
Well, thanks for coming, Mum. What do you think of our little calf?
It all looks wonderful. Your father and I want to wish you every success.
You must both come in and have lunch one day.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Ben.
I haven't missed anything, have I?
No, we're running a bit late. The photographer from the Echo still hasn't turned up.
Good.
Speak of the devil, there she is. If you'll all excuse me, I won't be a minute.
And Emma's rung in with a headache, so she'll miss the photo and the bubbly.
Oh. Hello, little Ben. Have a glass for the toast.
Thanks. Here,
get off, you little monkey. Phil's on his way, Jill.
No problem.
Is Dave coming?
Oh, sorry, Kenton. He sends his apologies. But with Bert insisting on coming, we're a bit short-staffed.
What a shame.
Oh, never mind.
He said you'll get your pint in the bowl tonight to toast the grand opening.
Fair enough.
Kenton, have you got a minute?
Oh, the photographer's ready.
And you, Peggy.
Me?
All right. Yeah. Come on, Peggy. I'll go and get Frank. Back in a tick.
I'm really impressed. Mm. The cafe looks great.
I don't quite know what to think of the neon sign, though.
No, a bit garish, isn't it?
Just a tad. Oh, I do hope this all works out for him.
It's a pretty safe bet, I'd say.
Yes. I don't think Jack would have invested in it otherwise.
Well, they've kept enough the same to keep old customers, while updating enough to attract new ones. Mm. Very shrewd.
Hi. Oh, hello, Jill.
Alicia, hi.
Hello. David not here.
I left him at Brookfield, greasing up the forager.
Oh, I see.
We'll be starting on the silage soon.
He'll be busy next week, then.
Yeah. So I think he's planning to meet up with George at lunchtime, while he's still got a bit of time to call his own.
How did he get on last night?
It was his first meeting as a parish councillor.
Oh, yes, of course.
I think he's going to get a real kick out of it.
Really?
He's been on the phone nearly every night already. And at the meeting, he brought up the issue of graffiti in the Memorial Playground.
Leather, please, Joe Grundy. He was talking about it in the shop the other day. And how are you, Usha?
Well, feeling very nervous since you asked.
Why's that?
Because I'm meant to be meeting someone here.
Oh, tell us
more. Oh, sorry. I just want a quick word with Kenton before something else takes his attention. I won't be a minute.
You won't believe what Auntie Satya had me doing the other day.
Go on.
She had me meet her at the pet shop.
She's thinking about getting a hamster.
If only. No. It's because it was the best vantage point from which to spy on a very nice young man as he left the office to go and meet his friends.
She didn't train with MI5, did she?
Well, you'd be forgiven for thinking so, but wait until I tell you what happened next.
Now, has everyone got a glass?
Don't fuss, Jack. You mingle and I'll make sure everything's ready for the toast.
I've got my speech.
It doesn't have to be anything elaborate.
He was practising in front of the bathroom mirror while he shaved this morning.
Oh, can we put enough champagne on ice, do you think?
Jack.
Come on, we better check.
Oh, dear. Kenton, I just wanted a quick word with you on your own.
Oh, is there a problem?
No, of course not, dear. It's Mariel's birthday on Sunday, isn't it?
Don't worry, I posted her present over 2 weeks ago.
No, it's not that. Your father and I wondered if you'd like to phone her from Glebe Cottage. We thought it must be very expensive to ring Australia from a mobile.
Oh, Mum. Oh, that's very thoughtful of you. Thanks.
Hi. Congratulations, Kenton.
Oh, Debbie. I'm glad you could make it.
Well, you missed it.
She pretended to drop her brolly so he'd pick it up and she could get chatting to him. I didn't know where to put myself.
Oh, you poor thing.
Then she said she recognised him and proceeded to ask him about a whole string of his relatives.
You've got to admire a nerve.
But as it turned out, the bit about knowing his auntie was true. Thank goodness. Honestly, years ago, when she said she'd do anything for me, I didn't realise she meant going to those lengths.
Why? What are you giggling at with a couple of schoolgirls? She's Auntie Satya's ingenious matchmaking methods.
All power to her, I say. I'll tell you the full story in a minute, Debbie. Anyway, the upshot of it all was she engineered a meeting for us here this morning.
What? Here? At Jack's?
You. Wish I'd enlisted Satya's methods.
Well, she gets results.
And they couldn't have been any worse than the result I achieved. Have you got your watch on, Ruth?
I make it about 15:15.
Ooh, he's late. You don't think he's stood me up?
Up you get, girl. Go on.
Go on, girl.
Go on, that's it. On your feet.
So what do you think, Oliver?
Ah, it's hard to tell. Well, there's no teeth, you could say we're obviously clean.
So we ain't suckled then?
No, I can't be sure, possibly not. Easy, girl.
What do you think of the calf?
Oh, easy, girl. Easy now.
Well?
Yes, oh, he's fine.
Well, we've got to get him suckled.
It's not always easy out in the field.
I've got to try.
Well, my advice would be to drive them both back to the yard. It'll be much easier there.
Okay. Come on. Get up, little one. Come on. Up on your feet. That's it.
Right. Let's drive him towards the gate, eh?
Get up there, go on!
No, take it steady, Ed, nice and calm. That's the way to be. Come on, old girl. Go on!
Come on, little one. You two, up you get.
Careful, Ed, careful. The old girl's not happy.
It's all right, he's fine. See, I'm not hurting him.
She's all right, aren't you, girl? Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, we hope.
Let's get them both back to the yard.
It's nearly half past, Ruth.
There'll be a good explanation.
Oh, you know what business consultants are. They'll have been delayed by some needy client.
Or maybe my overbearing auntie actually misjudged the whole thing. After the fiasco with that guy last week, I shouldn't have encouraged.
Oh? What was that all about?
It was more like a job interview than a date, wasn't it?
I think he was looking for someone to go over his contracts whilst ironing his shirts with one hand and rolling chapatis with the other.
And massage his back and his ego, I imagine.
No doubt.
Hold on. He looks a bit likely. Just coming over to the cafe door. Ooh,
is this him?
Everybody, can I have your attention, please? Thank you. Now, I don't want to make a long speech. Oh, did I hear someone say thank goodness? I'd just like to say thanks to you all for joining Jack and me this morning. And in particular, I'd like to thank my mother and father and all my family for their support and encouragement.
Thank you, Captain.
Now, in Jack's caf, we hope we've successfully mixed the best of British, no-nonsense, well-cooked and nourishing fare with the innovative and adventurous.
Yeah. How about your fight with the cappuccino machine?
Thank you. No hecklers from the peanut gallery, please. So, now, without further ado, I'd like to hand over to my partner in crime, Jack Woolley.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'd like to add my thanks to those at Kenton. And just say how flattered I am that he chose my name to go over the door.
That's a bit of a dish.
No kidding.
Although the spelling might be a little disconcerting to us of a more, shall we say, mature generation, I'm told it will appeal to the young people. And, of course, we want it to be the place all generations will think of to make their second home. So please join me in a Book's Fizz toast. Good luck to Jack Scaff. Well done.
Short and sweet. Just how good speeches should be.
Oh, very kind of you, Jill. I'll be back in a while.
I hope that's how Jack's involvement will remain, too.
Oh, dear. A lot of wives relish their husbands having plenty to do.
Oh, I have plenty for him to do, all right.
Oh?
In the garden. I see. To get ready for the Open Gardens competition.
Linda Snell called in the other day.
I hope she left those llamas at home this time.
She left the animals, yes, but she bought us a plastic bag.
Oh, curious.
For the garden, she said. Just put them straight on the roses or vegetables. No need for composting. And inside with these little black shiny llama beans.
Oh, yes, llama beans. Very nutritious. They eat them a lot in America. I'll get Frank to look up some recipes if you like.
Llama beans!
Trust Ben to sleep through this lot.
How do they do it?
Anyway, I'm going in a minute, Debbie, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I won't be long myself. I want to get on with that spraying.
Oh, how's the venison enterprise going? George mentioned to David about Adam's offer.
Yeah, he needs a good marksman. A deer have to be shot and bled in the field, as you probably know.
Yeah.
But George is the obvious person to do it. But it's Adam's baby, really.
Right.
Don't look now, Ruth, but Usha and Deepak over there seem to be getting on like a house on fire.
Oh, yeah. So they do.
That's it, Ed. Well done. Now, just give me a minute to tie off this end.
Good girl.
You'll just
good
keep her steady and we're in business. That ought to hold her.
Okay.
Now, you know what you're doing, don't you?
Yeah, I'm getting him to suck. Oh, come on, little fella. Come on now.
Now, gently does it.
Keep pushing my finger out.
It's just patience and persistence.
Come on. That's it. Come on.
You all right this morning, Ed?
Me? Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
Oh, I don't know. You just don't seem quite your normal self.
Oh, I think he's getting the hang of it.
There you go. What did I say?
He's there. He's suckling all right.
Well done, Ed. We'll make a stockman of you yet.
My first calf.
Yeah, well, that's a good morning's work. I think we'll celebrate with a nice cup of coffee. What do you say? I'll go and put the kettle on, shall I?
Won't fit you.
Huh? Oh, good one. Yes. Very good.
That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Emma, it's Ed. I just wanted to say it's okay. You've made your choice. It's over. So that's it. But I love you, Emma. For real, please remember that. I'll always love you. Not always,